dates are set for a return of rugby in New Zealand. I've got more for you at 4:30.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
Good afternoon. For 5 News, I'm Nadia Romanis. Leadership expert Mazwe Majola says President Cyril Ramaphosa's message to the nation today is inadequate. In his weekly letter, Ramaphosa said South Africans must be prepared for a new reality in which the fight against COVID-19 would become part of their daily existence for the coming year or more. He says with many more people gradually going to work during alert level 4 regulations, there will be an inevitable increase in infection numbers and more demand on the healthcare sector, while greater efforts to manage the disease will be needed. However, Majola says the message is not enough to reassure South Africans.
We need to hear from him and the government what they have in place in order to make sure that life continues. But he has been very silent for more than 2 weeks. We hope that at least this week or so, he must again address the country, you know, because transparency is very important during crisis.
The Black Power civil rights movement says it will approach the CCMA to challenge the suspension of employees at the Lindela Repatriation Center near Krugersdorp in Gauteng. Last week, 37 foreign nationals escaped from the facility while waiting to be deported to their countries of origin. Home Affairs Minister Aaron Motsoaledi has labeled the escape an inside job facilitated by the security guards employed at the facility. The movement says it has also raised its concerns with Parliament's Home Affairs Portfolio Committee Chairperson Bongani Bongo. The movement's president, General Tekiso.
So far we have about 25 employees who are suspended. 10 of them, they actually come from the hearing and then they were then dismissed. We then assisted them to do the appeal in 3 days that was granted in terms of the contract. We're still awaiting for the management to actually come back to us.
The case of Pastor Timothy Omotoso and co-accused Lusanda Sulani and Zukiswa Sito has been postponed to July 28th in the High Court in Port Elizabeth. PA regional spokesperson Annalisa Nkakani says the postponement is directly related to the lockdown regulations. Nkakani says they are hoping the regulations will be eased by July to allow the trial to continue.
The prosecutor for the case further requested for the matter to be postponed as the rules and regulations prohibit interprovincial traveling except for essential services. One of the accused resides in KwaZulu-Natal, and some witnesses reside in various areas in the country.
And a new Lesotho coalition is expected to nominate the new prime minister on Friday. This after some members of the coalition joined with the opposition party Democratic Congress. Parliament in the Mountain Kingdom has now declared an end to the All Basotho Convention coalition. This has rendered the current prime minister, Tom Tabane,